Escape of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Scenario. Machine Tractor Station Kharkov 37 by Brett Kramer.
Someone
want to catch us up on where we are? What's going on? What's happening?
I understand I've been nominated. Is that right?
I think you're just nominated by default at this point.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Okay. So last week, in last week's exciting episode, I believe when we woke up and walk out, we smelled the smell of petrol, or at least, let's get the characters' names. At least Kravchuk did, I think, and he checked under the trucks, and sure enough, the lines had been cut during the night, and the trucks were leaking petrol all over the place. So that's going to be a problem. There was some discussion, I think, about possible saboteurs. And Gukov, Mashinko, Kravchuk took the working truck, went out to see if they could find out where that light was, if there were some people left alive, I think, as one of their jobs. And they did indeed find a group of people, but they were frozen, sitting in a circle out there. The crows did not bother them. They were frozen solid. They brought their bodies back. And there were lots of autopsies to be had. We autopsied the officer that we found sitting inside the truck. It was indeed a bullet wound, gunshot wound to the head. There was no fruit born from a continued search for the lights. However, that evening, we did find some more sabotage going on besides just the trucks, because the telegraph equipment proved to be ruined when some people went to go check on that. And it was knowledgeably ruined in a way that we could not repair it. We don't have the parts and everything that are missing. So that's gone. And when night fell, Kravchuk and Lushkovich were standing guard, and Mashinko was woken up when there was a scream, and one of the guards who went around the corner didn't come out. Everyone went running over there, and there was a bright light up in the sky, and turned him into mostly dust. His skin turned gray and began falling into dust, and they tried to get a few shots in at it, but nothing happened, and Mashinko was sent to follow it when it kind of drifted off across the plains. He only went so far and said, screw this, man. It's dark out here. And went back, and and we just discussed what happened the next morning. However, it was revealed that the commissar and Mashinko, and I think someone else, had some gray patches on their skin that looked suspiciously symptomatic of what we had seen all around. And so the brave Zamyatin stood up and said, "We must, in order to save your lives for the state, operate at once." And unfortunately, he was not backed up by the doctor on this, and people decided he was a raving lunatic for some reason. There was a struggle. He was tranquilized and thrown in the jail. And I believe that's what's going on. Oh, no, wait. There was something very important just before we turned to black. As everyone stood around the body of Zamyatin waiting for the tranquilizers to take effect, Shimkov noticed that Comrade Mashinko slipped back into the room after very quietly and unnoticed, he thought, slipping out of the room moments before. That's where we are with Zamyatin on the floor, sitting very serenely, and Shimkov having something that maybe she wants to say, maybe not. And here we are.
That sounds about right.
Say this is probably the exciting conclusion this week, Jim?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It kind of depends on where things go, I suppose.
Okay, so we could depend on at least three more episodes of the Soviet cycle in Machine Tractor Station, Kharkov 37.
Yeah. So there we are. Go.
Mashinko, what's the meaning of this?
What do you mean, comrade?
He was the one going crazy. Pointing to.
And where did you go?
Sumyatin. I went out to check the guards. You were dealing with him. I thought, I'm not going to get involved. So I went to look at the guards, make sure that... Well, he was trying to cut me up.
Roll my eyes. And the guards are fine, I take it?
Indeed, it doesn't seem that we've yet to see any or hear any reports of that creature. Thing. Which is good.
I look to the commissar.
Yes, yes. I think the important thing is we must decide why Zamatin here has gone mad.
Indeed.
Yes. Clearly overwrought by these circumstances. Probably a failure of will. We have facilities. Someone found jail facilities, yes?
Yes. There. And I point in the direction of the building. It's building just over there.
Why don't you and a couple of soldiers put him in a cell so that he doesn't hurt anybody when he comes out of the stupor?
Yes, Commissar. I'll point to a couple of soldiers. Bring him with you, and we'll head over there.
Well, it's always distressing when a valued officer becomes unhinged by his duties. Yes. But...
I mean, cutting the skin off people. What a tragic, tragic.
Yes. But what do you make of Makinoko's his departure? Do you believe his story? And by the way, I'm making no effort to hide this from anybody else who might be in the room.
I'm just not sure where I am right now.
you're there with everyone else. Everyone is together. Yes.
Okay.
People have shown distortions on their skin, and when it was suggested they should be cut off, that person was immediately sedated and now is heading to a cell.
I don't know if Machinko is capable of coming up with a treasonous plan against the state, to be honest. So maybe he's mostly harmless.
Well, doctor, anyway, do you have some ointment we could put on these this distortion here? It's probably frostbite or something.
You should be able to fabricate some. I will work with the soldier to accommodate such oils and take care of these problems.
Why don't you make a medicine roll, Randall?
Is Yarov a real doctor? Do we know that for sure? Is he the Dr. Zoidberg of Russia?
I think it was Mashenko that showed his patches. They definitely look like the early stages of the gray wasting that you've seen a few times now. You certainly do have some, I don't know, lanacane or something. little calamine lotion. You don't think it would particularly believe it would help. You know, it's not impossible that maybe it is like a cancer thing that's just going to spread. So you know, maybe Zamyatin's idea to cut it out, you know, and get it out quickly is not a bad one.
Yeah, but Commissary is the one that is showing me this, right?
Both Comrade Machenko and the Commissar Lushkovich.
Yeah. I will just smile and say, yes, I will have the soldiers fabricated.
They're the only ones who are admitting to it anyway.
Looks like it's going to be pretty lonely in the old jail cell.
So, Comrade Machenko, you're taking Comrade Zamyatin to the cell? Was that what you were?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and I'll leave one of the guards there. We'll light the fire as well in the jail area to get it warm. Put him into a cell and leave one of the guards to watch over him.
Well, that's awfully kind of you. Okay.
Yep, and then once that's done, we'll head back to the most warm building.
Fair enough. It is, kind of late morning outside. The sky is gray. The rain has not let up. It's cold, wet, unpleasant.
Well, the commissar was talking about going somewhere, so today, yeah.
Yes. Didn't you track them for a while last night?
To the north. It went fairly well straight north.
And dude, I can't remember. Did we actually send somebody north to go look there?
Nope.
Not yet.
Oh well, we should go that way then. Yes. Kukov.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Why don't you and Makino and Shemkov, would you like to go with them?
Let's go have a look.
Very well.
Kravchak looks like he's going to just sleep the day away.
Come on, you heard the commissar. Get moving.
Yeah, we can have.
Well, I think fairly well. It's all off road. I mean,
it's pushy.
Didn't follow any of the roads, so I'll be by foot,
which is fine. It's a bright Soviet day. Good day for a walk. Indeed. Bring water and food with you.
Yeah, it's always a good day for frostbite in the. It's Russia.
So, yeah, we'll get food and water and our weapons, and then we'll head off north.
Okay. There's Comrade Gukov, Comrade Shemko, and Shemkov and Comrade Machenko are
Yep.
on the hunting tracking party. The Comrade Zamyatin is having a nice nap in a cozy, warm jail cell. Comrades Lushkovich and Yarov. You guys just going to hang out at the tractor station? Or?
Well, I assume that the doctor is working on my my ointment. But
Yeah. So I'll get, something that I know it is going to be feel refreshing, when you put it on your skin. And that's it. Yeah. I will get some soldiers to work on that. And help me prepare it so they can use it. And then at some point, when I'm more more like by myself, I will go and check on the prisoner.
Okay.
So, but I am going to go check on the prisoner almost immediately.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll leave Comrade Yarov preparing his salve while Comrade Lushkovich goes to visit Comrade Zamyatin. But let's, for a moment, follow the hunting party. Comrade Gukov, Comrade Shemkov, Comrade Machinko, you gear up and you head north.
Yeah.
Can I get a survival roll from everyone?
Survival roll? Oh, Jesus.
100! Oh, first roll of the night.
Basically survival. Okay, 08. I make it.
With a 10.
very nicely done. Comrade Machinko, why don't you take a D2 hit points of damage? Just from your coat's not buttoned quite tight enough. You know, it's not, it's cold, but it's certainly not, frostbite dangerous cold. But it is just kind of soaking and wet and probably develop a little bit of a cough.
Okay.
And so I presume you're headed north, kind of following where Comrade Machinko was previously in that same.
Yep.
Yeah.
If I can, I might see if I can, see whether or not this thing's left a track or something like that, or a path.
Track roll.
Okay. And 82 definitely won't do it.
You can't even find your own footprints, so there you go.
Best tracking party ever. Do we have any tracking ability between the three of us?
Nope.
I had 30.
That's three times as much as me.
Yep, same.
So headed north.
We just head north.
Yep. You kind of cross over the road that goes to Yurinko. Kind of head down the hill and up the hill, and you kind of see Yurinko off to the east. You kind of crest the hill, and you can look down and back on the map of the region. From session 2, what page is this? This is like page 22 or so, something like that. In the notes, you can kind of see down into that big valley to the north of the tractor station. It's all kind of barren, open, usually kind of a swampy grassland. Those gray dots are stands of trees.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look like the healthiest trees ever. They're kind of drooping and kind of sickly, but you can see them down in the valley below you. Spot hidden rolls?
Spot hidden. 31.
Fail for me.
Ooh, 02 is an extreme success.
You see lots of gray skies, lots of mud. It is kind of hard going as the rain continues to fall and the ground continues to defrost and the mud continues to thicken, and sloshing through, having to pull your boots out of the mud with every step. As you're looking down on the trees, on these stands of trees, one of them in particular looks more barren than the rest. They, even from this distance, you can see they look kind of gray and desiccated. And it's the clumping of three blotches that's almost but not quite directly north of Yurinko.
Shimkov will pull her coat about her a bit more and head that way.
Yep.
Do you see something?
I mean, do I see something specific that the others don't see, or
just... well, Comrade Machinko probably doesn't can't tell the difference amongst the trees.
Right, right. Yes, those ones, they look different. They look unusual.
Well, that's where we should go.
Head down the hillside into the valley. Let's cut over to Comrade Zamyatin and Comrade Lushkovich. Comrade Zamyatin is kind of half napping, curled up in his nice warm toasty cell. He receives a visitor.
Yes, yes, I will step inside, guard there, and I will gently shake him at first, and then more violently shake him as necessary. Comrade, wake up!
Is this successful?
Yeah, you can. You can certainly be woken up, comrade.
Okay. Oh, it's Commissar. Commissar. Oh yes. We must act at once.
How so?
To save your life.
No. My life means nothing. You clearly are overreacting. We must keep our eyes on the mission here, which is to find out what has happened. We cannot be running around and worrying about our own personal safeties.
But you and the men, if we're going to carry out the mission, we must surely conserve Russian resources.
No, Russia has many, many men. We that has never been a shortage for Russia. But
back up to the other side of the cell from him.
good farmland. Now that is hard to find in Mother Russia. We must preserve that. So I must ask you. I'm willing to let you out of the cell, but you must stop talking about medical procedures and cutting off skin and whatnot. The people will be fine. Trust in Mother Russia.
Trust in Mother Russia, of course. As I always do. You say you'll let me out?
Oh, yes, of course.
Very well.
Excellent.
I'll say no more.
Yes, perhaps you could go help the doctor. He is working on a cure for this as we speak.
Yes, that sounds very helpful.
Excellent. Good man.
And I will try very hard not to run to the doctor.
Okay. Speaking of Comrade Yarov, why don't you make a medicine roll, Comrade Yarov?
Meds. No, I will burn a couple of points to pass. Yeah.
Okay. So you're kind of preparing a salve of some kind. You're fairly certain it's not going to do anything against, for the actual gray, or whatever this disease is, but it'll give a nice little refreshing tingle when it's applied.
Nice.
And as you're kind of mixing and stirring and preparing, as you're kind of close to finishing it, Comrade Zamyatin joins you.
Very good.
Are we alone?
In the lab, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Randall.
No, I look at you, you know, with surprise in my face. I'm just keeping, comrade.
I walk directly over to him and stand very close and say, why didn't you back me up? You know those people are bound to die now.
Yes, you are right, but you saw what they do with visceral people here.
So we'll just use whoever's left? Is that the idea?
No, we clearly we need to escape, comrade.
Escape?
We need to leave this place and go back to Moscow and report.
Yes. I'm inclined to agree with you now. Is the truck still here? It is, because everyone went walking.
That is correct.
Yep. We must make plans.
Yes, we need to escape, you know, maybe tonight. When most people are going to be sleeping. I'm very sorry that they put you in that cell. But my intention was to go for you tonight and rescue you and leave this horrible place. Or we're all going to die here, and the state is never going to find out about this horrible disease and whatever is lurking outside.
I give him kind of an appraising look. Come for me tonight. Yes. All right, we need to make some arrangements. We'll need some food, some water, and we'll need to get some petrol. There'll be no way we can get back. We'll need the truck. That'll be the only way we can make it across the land.
I agree. And I'm pretty sure the commissar has no intention of leaving this place. I wonder if we should take a few more men with us. I feel very sorry for them, just to leave them here to die.
Who can we trust?
You saw what
happened. No one stood up for me. No one.
I'm very sorry, but, you know, having the two of us in the cell wasn't going to help our cause. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah, the commissar is not well in his mind. I believe his disease is affecting him. And he was not very smart to begin with, so.
He just had a chat with me. He set me free. He told me as long as I don't speak any more about the disease.
Of course.
Yes,
you
but.
You think it would affect people? Like. It's not only physical, but maybe this kind of infection gets somehow in your brain. We saw what happened in the previous establishment. Remember that people were starting to feel like very tired. Maybe this has a different aspect, but a different effect. You know, like making people just want to stay here. Something.
Because
it doesn't make any sense that people were just happy to die in a fire, you know?
He's fully willing to commit himself, he told me. He said a few men don't matter. The lives of the state is what's important. He's ready to sacrifice himself and all of us as well. And for what? He doesn't even know what we're dealing with. We need to collect the books. We need to collect the samples. We need to collect supplies. And we need to leave. I think you're right, comrade.
Very well. So I will prepare what we got on the lab that is going to help us, you know, with our case back in Moscow. And then I don't know how to retrieve that journal because the commissar is the one that has.
Yes, well, I mean, if we have our scientific supplies and our samples, I think, you know, we have the, if we can get a chemistry expert to listen to us, we'll have...
Yes, we have the chemistry notes as well.
Yes, that will have to be enough. throughout the day, let's surreptitiously search for the supplies we need.
Okay.
I'm very sorry for the others. So if we listen to someone, you know, that maybe could join us, let's try to convince him to join us tonight on the way out.
I pull him close and say, trust no one.
I just give him a look of, I'm starting to feel afraid.
Okay, so you guys are going to start. You, the plan is not to leave until tonight, right?
Right, right. Okay. So that gives us time to kind of mosey about and see if we can come across those hidden petrol cans and some water and things like that.
Okay. Let's cut back to the hunting party. Comrades Gukov, Shevkov, and Machinko. Why don't the three of you make con rolls?
0 and 3.
82. Fail.
And that'll be a 0, 7. And then we succeeded.
So only Comrade Shemkov failed. You can have a penalty die for a little while.
Okay.
It's just the kind of cold and the wet and the mud is just kind of seeping into your bones and sapping your energy. It's not particularly pleasant.
It's fine. I'm still twice as strong as the rest of these idiots, so I will keep on dumbly marching forward.
It takes you a little while kind of to make your way down the hillside and across the valley, but you can eventually get to the stand of trees or start to approach it. Track rolls?
A 13. I made it. A hard success, actually.
A track roll, did you say, Jim?
I did.
Yeah, with fail.
With a penalty die, it doesn't matter because I rolled 79 on both of them.
Okay, so there's no... Oh, a hard success. Well, there you go. Kind of as you're kind of crossing the mud, you can see... You start to kind of recognize... You can see what looks like a drag mark, like something dragged across through the mud. You know, it's starting to fill in. It's not, you know, a complete kind of clear drag mark. You can't tell, you know, what, you know, could have been a tractor wheel. It could have been a plow. It could have been just about anything kind of just dragged through the mud towards this stand of trees.
But very recently dragged through the mud because, it, as you said, it's filling in now.
Yeah. Somewhat recently, yes. Hey.
Guys, something's being dragged across this mud fairly recently.
Well, then let's keep following.
I point out the tracks.
Which way does it go?
Towards the stand of trees that you're headed towards.
Okay.
Yep, towards those trees.
Oh, God. Lead on, soldier.
I'll pull out my rifle and lead on.
And as you kind of get close, you can see that there's a pool of water, actually. To call it a lake would be far too generous. A pond. something smaller than a pond, something larger than a puddle. Kind of inst amongst these trees. The water is covered with kind of an oily looking film. It looks very much like the water that you saw in the crater.
Okay.
And the as you get kind of even closer, you can see that the trees around this pond, they are completely gray and desiccated. And the trees in the ground immediately around the pond are covered in a thin layer of what looks to be like some kind of mucus or slime.
Interesting.
Why don't you all make intelligence rolls?
With the penalty die.
98.
Yep.
0-2.
Definitely not intelligent.
I'm on fire today.
Yeah, it would have been an 18, but it's a 98, so...
Oh, we've both got 98.
Oh, okay. My head. Oh. Everything hurts.
Just a second. Some messages coming here. Where's... There we go. And... Mr. Jonathan.
Oh, amazing.
Okay. There you guys are. Can I get a spot hidden roll from Comrade Gukov?
Yes. Uh, 92 is not going to do it.
Okay. So there you guys are.
Well, I am so exhausted. Let's just sit here for a bit. We can then go back and say we didn't find anything. And I'll sort of sit down against the tree. Look back against the tree.
I'm just going to have a sweep of the area and look around some more.
Okay. You can make another spot hidden roll.
Nope.
Okay, never mind then. You see Machenko sitting down in the slime, in the kind of oily, unpleasant looking slime.
Machenko, get out of there. Help look around.
Shemkov will sort of stumble around a bit, lose her footing in the mud and collapse to her knees.
Machinko is sitting against the tree and he's sort of dozing in and out of sleep.
Comrade Gukov, as you see Comrade Machinko taking a nap, Comrade Shemkov stumbling and falling into the muck and the slime. You look around, and it's cold and it's wet and it's rainy, and there's just this nasty, oily film on the water, and the slime and the gray trees and the ashen faces of your comrades. The pond
about this.
Seems to start to glow.
What?
Almost okay. Like there's a light under the water. That the oily sheen on the surface of the water is starting to brighten.
I will back away and yell to the others, get away from the pond. Look, you see that?
Do we see it?
Oh, yes.
Look up.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to back off to the best of my ability.
Yeah, I'll basically stand up slowly and try to stagger away from...
What?
Okay.
Is that the thing that I saw, Jim?
Yes.
That's it. That's it. That's the thing. That was what took the guard.
What?
You can see this glow start to rise out of the pond. And let's cut back to Commissar Lushkovich at the barracks.
Nice.
It's nice and warm and cozy, and you've sent Zamyatin off to work on Comrade Yarov's miracle cure.
Yeah, I actually don't think he has anything to do other than walk around and check on the troops again.
Okay.
Ensure troop morale is where it should be, which is at the highest levels.
You can make a persuade roll.
Mm-hmm. I can not make a persuade roll.
By
a lot.
morale is not great. Most of the soldiers are very listless. They look uncomfortable. Even your kind of rousing speeches about the glory of the party and the glory of Mother Russia.
Did you say persuade?
I did.
Oh,
would you
pass that? Oh. No, I haven't. I have an 81 in persuade for some reason.
Oh,
I was looking at the wrong thing. They pass. They're inspired.
Yes, of course. Well, of course. I mean, how could they not be? Really?
There you go.
Really? How could
that
they not
more
be?
Makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
When you kind of exhort them to stand up a little straighter and be a little more they're able to, they do, kind of lighten their eyes and for the glory of the Soviet and but you can tell kind of, it doesn't last long.
But I will, as part of my mission statement to them, make it clear that we must, for the glory of Russia, find out what's going on here. That as Stalin said, we always must go forward. There can be no retreat.
Of course, comrade,
planting that seed in their brains.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Let's cut over to Comrade Yarov and Comrade Zamyatin. I presume you're trying to do your gear collection out of sight of Comrade Lushkovich?
Yes. I want to also, possibly after he's just left the building, check on the truck as well and make sure that it hasn't been sabotaged and it still has its keys and things like that.
The keys are still there. You can make a mechanical repair roll.
If you're going to put a roll to it, I might not. Let's see. That's going to fail for sure.
Well, you are tired. It's been a long day.
It's true. I have just overcome a sedative. So.
Yep. Yeah, you're not thinking clearly. It's hard to concentrate. So, but yep. The keys are there. So that's something.
That looks good. That looks good. Our plan cannot fail. Foolproof. Okay. Continue acting like I'm doing work and slyly preparing stuff. Imagine we'll have to roll to find those gas cans.
If you want them at some point, yes.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and do that now, just to get it out of the way. First of all, why don't the two of you make stealth rolls?
Stealth. Okay. That's a success for me.
Check. That is a success for me as well.
Okay. Both of those were normal successes?
Yeah. Let me see. Yes.
The normal success, yes.
Okay. Comrade Lushkovich, why don't you make a spot hidden roll with a penalty die?
I don't even need your penalty die to make me not pass.
Okay. Never mind then. Comrades Yarov and Zamyatin, why don't you make a spot hidden roll?
Oh,
That's a failure.
Oh, no. That's a success for me.
Okay.
Spot hidden is not bad.
You know, so you kind of, you know, you see Comrade Lushkovich, you know, wandering around, exhorting the men and, you know, doing his best to keep the morale up, but you can kind of skirt around, keep out of his sight. And, you know, as the day passes, you are eventually able to find the rather poorly hidden gas cans in the barn.
Okay, excellent.
It almost looks like they weren't really hidden. They were just kind of placed in the barn.
How much gas do I think, how many of these, kind of testing them, do I think I need to make it back to some sort of civilization?
One can of gas would get one truck back to the army base.
Okay. Is there, perhaps now that I know where they are, I can find some other receptacle, like something in the lab or the kitchen or something like that, maybe something else to hold the gas?
Oh, sure. There's plenty of barrels and large beakers or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Take that kind of thing and empty a gas can into it and set that near the truck.
Okay. Let's cut back to Comrade Gukov, Comrade Shevkov, and Comrade Machinko. As Comrade Gukov exhorts Comrades Shemkov and Machinko to get up, as the glow starts to rise out of the pond, let's go into some dex order, just because that'll be fun.
Oh, hooray.
Everybody likes dex order. Comrade Machinko, would you make a pow roll, please?
Success, double success.
Okay. You can feel, you know, you want nothing. There's a part of you, not all of you, but there's a part of you that wants nothing more than just to sit back down in the muck and the slime and just close your eyes and drift off. Not all of you wants to do that, but you can feel there's definitely a part of you that does. Comrade Gukov.
Is there a tree that I can hide behind and just look to see what's going to happen with this light coming out of the pond?
Sure.
Yes. Hiding behind a tree sounds like a good idea right now.
Okay. As the light kind of rises up out of the pond, it's definitely moving in a Machinko kind of direction at the moment. Comrade Shemkov.
Is it just a light? What is it? What do I see?
It's just a light. It's just a glow. But it's a glow that's moving. It's almost sentient. I think maybe everyone should be making a sand roll, too, by the way. That seems like an important thing.
Sure.
Do I apply my penalty die to that?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
99.
I actually rolled the same each time, which was a 17, so a success.
I got a 99.
Okay.
Amazing.
I got a 95.
Oh, wow.
So 0 for the success, a D4 for the failure, and all 4 of it for the botch.
Okay. I have lost definitely 1/5 of my points.
3 points.
I will be backing off sort of in the direction of Gukov and his tree of safety.
Okay. Comrade Machinko, why don't you make an idea roll?
Oh, a 0/1.
apparently I was wrong. you know, as you see the light kind of moving towards you, you know, there's there's a part of you that wants to run, that wants to get away. There's a part of you that's just, you know, thinks that, oh, it's just here. This is the right place to be. This is where I'm supposed to be. And there's kind of all of you that's just giving up. That's just, you know, there's no escape.
I throw down my gun and open my arms wide and let the creature fly over me.
Perfect. You do that. And it does. Comrade Gukov and Comrade Shemkov, you can both make another sand roll.
That is still a success.
That one I make.
Only 1 point loss for the success. As you see...
They didn't like me that much.
Yeah, no doubt. As you see the light kind of flow over and envelop Comrade Machenko, and his skin just starts turning gray and falling to dust, and he just is devoured.
Comrade, I think we should report this to the Commissar. Shall we head back
quickly,
now?
Quickly, yes.
And you can leave, sure. You can make your way back, start trudging through the mud. As you do, you see the light kind of, you know, flows back into the pond and disappears back under the water as you turn, you know, to look. And there's just kind of a pile of a pair of leather boots and a uniform and a pile of gray dust with a few pieces of bone sticking out of it where Comrade Machenko was last standing. And let's go ahead and I assume you guys are headed back to the tractor station.
Yes, we're headed back to the tractor station.
Okay.
Oh, Machenko. We hardly goo ye.
So let's go ahead and kind of jump forward as comrades Yarov and Zamyatin continue to search the tractor station for their gear. And comrade Lushkovich continues to do his best to shore up the morale of the troops. As after another hour or so, a little after midday, comrade Gukov and comrade Shemkov trudge wearily back into the tractor station.
Commissar, come quickly.
Yes, what is it?
He's gone.
He's gone. He was disintegrated.
Where did he go?
By the light monster.
Oh, no. No. Oh, it must have been quite the battle. Oh, we will mourn our comrade, but at least the creature is dead. Why are you hesitating?
I don't know how you're supposed to kill this thing.
Giant glowing light. It didn't look like we could fight it with weapons.
Did you take a shot, though? Did you make any effort to defend your comrade?
Hold on, let me see what my lying skill is.
I will accept fast talk rolls against me.
I'm going to persuade him that...
All right, that has to be a hard success, though.
We did everything that we could. Has to be a hard success, though. Okay. No, just a regular success.
Yeah. Well, as Comrade Stalin says, it takes a brave man to be a coward in the Red Army. I'm saying you took no shots at all.
Well, we can all go back. We know where it is now.
I'm saying we did everything we could at the moment. Yes, let's go back.
We will all go back, and we will wipe this off the scourge off the soils of Soviet Russia. Excellent. Gather the men together, all of the men.
Okay. We will do so.
Do so.
The men are gathered, presumably including Comrades Yarov and Zemyatin.
Nervously fidgeting in the back. What time of day would you say it was at this time?
Around noon or so, right?
A little after midday.
Yeah. We have an opportunity here to serve Mother Russia, to show her that we are the brave ones. We are the ones who will not retreat. I believe this. I can only once again quote Comrade Stalin, die but do not retreat today. Let's go.
Do you actually have a little book of quotes from the leader?
I put a little quotes before we start.
Okay, just 1 second. Give me...
Steve, you might want to pay attention to this one, and those who fall behind get beaten.
Ah! I will hold my tongue.
And let me sort out Gary here real quick. And let's do that. Oops. That should be fine. Oops, that's the wrong window. There we go. Sergeant Lisov, I believe. Seems a little more on the ball than some of the other soldiers. He's helping the commissar organize the men. He suddenly seems a lot more important than perhaps he used to.
And how many men do we have again total? I'm sorry.
12.
12. Including the PCs.
12 plus the PCs.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah,
minus Doctor. The one that was destroyed last night.
Yep. So I guess 11.
Thanks, Steve. Doctor, do you have any ideas of what might kill this thing? Do you think it might be vulnerable? It's vulnerable to light. Perhaps we should bring, you know, gasoline torches or such.
But it did seem to be made of light itself.
Yes, if. I wonder what could cause some damage to light. Because it came from the water, yes?
Yes. Perhaps if we drain the pond, is that what you're suggesting, Doctor?
Not at all. I wonder if that is actually what is contaminating the water. It contaminated the water here in this town. That's when people started to get sick.
Didn't we find out that they were keeping the... weren't the others, before we got here, keeping it at bay in the silo with the lights?
Comrades.
We'll be hard-pressed to drag enough lights out to the pond.
Yeah, I don't think. I think it's too far away for us to use that tactic, but... Do we have any quick-set cement?
Commissar, where are we going?
Sergeant, good to see you. You've been beneath my notice for several hours now.
Several days, even.
Yeah. We are. We are going to go out and destroy this creature.
Excellent.
Well, we must bring anything that we think might be a weapon. Doctor, you have no ideas?
I'm short of ideas for now, Commissar.
We could use a few.
Let me go back to the lab.
No. There's no need for that. We need every man with us.
Perhaps the doctor and I could set up some sort of surgery to take in anyone who might be wounded.
Yeah,
it will be an hour away walking. There would be no, you would be much more, you should be right there. So bring your medical supplies with you, doctor.
Come on, you heard the commissar. Let's get moving.
Yes, I don't have time for these delays.
Yep, okay. My men together and get us ready.
Sure, we'll follow right behind you. We'll get some supplies from the lab.
We will travel as a group.
Okay, so very well. Let's go then. I'll try to, you know, stay behind the line, ma'am.
At the back of the group, sure. Somebody's got to take up the rear. Sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
You all head off back towards the stand of trees and the pond. You know, kind of by the time you got everything, you know, organized, it's probably mid-afternoon. It's still gray. It's still rainy. It's still cold. Everyone can make a survival roll.
Do I still have my penalty die?
So, do we have survival, or is it a skill that we were given?
Sorry?
I don't use survival, a new skill, because I don't see it on my
card. It's 10 is base.
Yep.
Oh, good. So an 80 is not going to play.
0-2.
I rolled myself. Oh, the brave commissar.
Fail to me.
Just the way.
Okay, the sergeant got 31. I don't think he's got survival. Looks a bit.
Okay. Those of you who failed, sounds like almost everyone except for the commissar, can take a D2 hit points. And everyone can make a con roll.
Do I still have the penalty die, Jim?
Probably.
Fail on the con roll.
Things just keep getting worse and worse.
Another fail. I rolled a 14, so I definitely made my con roll.
Okay.
I rolled a 9. He really wants to do this.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, Shemtov fails.
I don't think it's going to make too much of a difference for Comrade Chemkov. Those of you who fail can have a penalty die for a little while as the slog through the mud and the rain is just sapping your energy, becoming very tired. This is tough going. But eventually you can all approach the stand of trees and the pond, and you can see the kind of the oily sheen on the water, just calm and undisturbed, and the goo, the slime kind of covering the ground and the trees, and a little pile of gray dust and a few bone fragments and a pair of leather boots.
Does it smell oily? I mean, does it look like oil, or is that just... look like swamp water?
It looks like oil on water, but it certainly doesn't smell like it.
Hmm.
Is it different from the water that poured out of the water tank?
Nope.
Okay. Or that we found in those mini wells in those little cities.
Yep.
Or towns, excuse me.
Very much the same.
Villages. Okay.
I will order somebody to light a match or something and throw it on top of the water. Just see if we can catch that oil on fire.
Anyone in particular or just a random soldier?
Oh, random soldier's fine.
Okay.
I'll pick this moment to sort of bravely walk a little farther back. kind of tap the doctor a little bit. This might be our chance.
The soldier steps forward, one of the smokers. He's got a little pack of matches. He lights a match, tosses it onto the pond to where it fizzles out. With a little hiss.
All right, Doctor, what should we do here? How do we draw the creature up so we can destroy it?
Well, can you hear me there?
Yeah.
You just sounded far away for a minute.
We're hanging on your every word.
You sounded as far away as your character was.
You're doing fine, Commissar. That's the strategy that I was thinking about following.
Ah, excellent.
Very smart leadership.
Are there rocks and things around here, Jim? Is there things we can throw into the pond?
Sure.
Great. We're going to start throwing things in the pond.
Okay.
Order a couple of soldiers who are nameless now, but perhaps soon could have an important role. start really, throwing rocks into the pond.
With really good move rates.
You can certainly do that. How about an intelligence roll from everyone?
I'm going to miss these good rolls soon. 14.
65.
Is this 06? With the penalty die, Jim, sorry. Should I just put that on everything?
Yes.
Okay. My 05 goes to a 95.
I have a 90 intelligence, and I almost failed it.
Yeah. But my 06 goes to a 96.
I'm good.
Oh, you had a penalty die. Oh, that's too bad. Well, I passed.
Okay. That's fine.
It may even be a hard success. Yeah, it's a hard success.
And let's see, one more note here. There we go. Okay, so you start pitching things into the water. A splash, kabloob, and sure enough, a moment later, you can see the surface of the pond start to brighten. It looks like there's a light underneath the pond.
This is it, men. Ready your weapons.
Can I attempt to slip away at this point?
slip away. Do you mean slip away unseen?
Yes.
Stealth roll.
Well, everyone's busy looking down the muzzles of their guns.
Exactly.
Well, except for I'm looking at the people making sure they're aiming their muzzles at their guns.
that is good.
We always knew he was a traitor.
I think I better, or else I'm going to be shot here. I'll burn my luck all the way down, so I have a grand total of 2 left.
That's regular success. Do I get to roll for a spot hidden roll?
Absolutely. No. Let's oppose that with a spot hidden roll from the commissar.
That's an 11. I'll burn 10 luck to make it an extreme.
Steve, have you not learned that burning luck doesn't help you?
I know. Not when other player characters are involved.
I will instantly point out, Dobberton, where are you going?
Commissar, it's coming, look!
Traitor! Traitor!
It's up!
Real quick, what is Sergeant Lubomov's dex, Gary? I forgot to take a note.
45.
Okay.
It's 9. So, 9. Yeah, 45.
Okay, thank you. The glow starts to break the surface of the pond. Everyone who hasn't seen this can make a sanity roll.
Okay.
I pass. I seem to pass all the sex votes. That's the only thing that I pass.
One point for a success, a d4 for a failure. Comrade Shemkov, would you make a pow roll, please?
Okay. With the penalty die, it is a 99. which isn't technically a botch because my pow is 65. It is very bad.
Well, fortunately, it botches too, so I think we'll call that a wash. Comrade Kravchuk is quiet and not doing much. Comrade Gukov.
Is rearranging his living room.
Falling down the stairs is what it sounds like.
Comrade Gukov was not muted, so. Comrade Gukov, I guess I'll try and shoot the thing. Why not?
Okay.
I'm not going to run away because then I'm definitely going to get shot. Nope. That's a fail.
Okay.
Shot goes wild. Yeah, which is good because I really don't want to piss this thing off.
You just shoot into the mud. Comrade Shemkov.
I will also try and shoot. Oh, thank God. I'm actually really good at shooting. Success.
Okay.
Do you want me to roll damage?
No, there's no point. the bullet passes through the light and splashes into the pond. Comrade Yarov.
I will go and, you know, grab... Comrade, what's your name, Steve? Again?
Zamyatin,
yes.
By the arm. Look, comrade. Oh, that is unbelievable. Just wait a little bit more.
I am, waiting for my turn in Dex order, but let's just say it's going to be hard for him to grab my arm.
Which it is your turn, Comrade Zemyatin.
Excellent. I would say
as you're trying to sneak away, you definitely know that Comrade Lushkovich has seen you trying to sneak away, yes. And Comrade Yarov is drawing attention to you trying to grab your arm.
Exactly. between Lushkovich and this deadly glowing light, I'm going to shake off any attempts to touch me and just take off.
Leg it. Okay. Comrade Lubomov.
Can I shoot the traitor?
the one running away?
I said there was a traitor.
Why don't you give me a spot hidden roll?
A spot hidden roll?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, 0-4 for my spot hidden roll.
Okay. You as out of the corner of your eye, you see, you know, Lushkovich motioning towards Zemyatin as Zemyatin is, you know, in the, you know, Comrade Yarov grabs at Zemyatin and Zemyatin just turns and legs it. You definitely notice that. Yep. So yeah, you can take a shot at him if you want to.
May you all be devoured by the light.
roll damage.
Wait, did you hit?
Oh yeah.
Ah.
Okay, 2d6 plus 4.
I will, however, hang on, before you roll damage, so Comrade Zemyatin, okay. you can try to throw yourself to the ground to dodge the gunfire.
Yeah, let's do that.
Dodge roll.
That's my only chance. Oh. Where are we? Dodge.
I did get a hard success.
Well, it doesn't matter. I fail anyway.
Okay. Go ahead and roll damage, Comrade Lubomov.
Okay. 8 points of damage.
Oh, wow. I had 7 hit points.
Comrade Zemyatin falls into the mud. and stops moving.
What are you doing, Gobrat? Focus on the monster. Don't shoot anyone else. Focus on the monster.
And I will, you know, reach out for some Jatham to do some medicine rolls.
Okay, Comrade Lushkovich.
Having seen the traitor being taken care of, I will then take a shot at the monster. I will waste a 0.5 on it as the bullet goes right through it.
Yep, splashes into the water. Comrade Shemkov, would you make another pow roll, please?
Yes, we'll attempt to. Which is which? Oh, right, it's a choice between a 0.7 and an 87, so I will go with the failure.
Interesting choice.
Okay. Well, I don't think I have a choice. I think the penalty determines which one it is. But.
Yeah, you can feel there's a part of you that just wants to just walk into the pond, and it's the right thing to do. But you kind of shake your head, say, that's ridiculous. Why would I do that? That would be silly. Comrade Gukov.
I think I'll just try and shoot this thing again.
Okay.
And another failure.
Continues to shoot the mud. Comrade Shemkov.
Did we bring any other forms of weaponry with us? Do we have any flamethrowers or gasoline?
I did say to bring some diesel, but I don't know if we did.
I guess that's up to Comrade Lushkovich, because no one knows where it is except for Comrade Lushkovich. Well, Comrade Zamyatin and Comrade Yarov know, but...
Well, there's that problem,
I don't know that they want to admit that they know.
If I went to combine it right now... So,
I don't think you can worry about Zamyatin telling anyone.
It would take a lot of retconning, because if I don't find it there, then I have to go and find out who stole it, blah, blah, blah. Yep, so
that's true.
I say I did not get it.
Yeah. That's easier. Yeah. So, yeah. So, no.
Okay, I shoot the thing.
Okay.
I roll well, but yeah.
Yep, another shot goes into the water. Comrade Yarov.
I will jump on Zamyat and try to, bring him back to life. Let's see how that goes. No penalty die, though. It is some pass on the medicine roll. Will you allow me to have medicine roll here?
I will, in order to realize that you were at -1, right, Comrade Zamyatin?
Yeah, I took 8 damage on the 7 hit points.
Yep. So Comrade Yarov, he's dead. You can recognize he's dead. According to modern science, he cannot be brought back.
Okay. I will just stay there by his body, looking at what happens.
Comrade Lubomov.
I'll shoot at the creature now that the threat has been taken care of.
Go right ahead.
I hit it with my rifle. But take out, don't need to roll damage.
Yep, there's no point. Comrade Lushkovich.
I'm, of course, going to shoot again. Ah, a 12. Perfect.
Okay, great.
Nothing but good rolls when it doesn't matter.
Comrade Shemkov, would you make another pow roll, please?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that they're just going to stay here shooting it until Comrade Shemkov is killed, at least.
That is a success. It's even a hard success.
Very nice.
With the penalty die.
Not quite nice enough, though, I'm afraid. roll a D10, please.
Two.
Okay. So you can lose 2 points of strength, con, pow, dex, and app.
Just two?
Yep, of each.
Okay.
Lose a D6 hit points.
Is that 2 points on the 100-point scale?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so basically all stats, or which ones were they?
Strength, con, pow, dex, and app.
Okay, and hit points.
And D6 hit points.
Oh, D6 hit points, Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, that's 2 hit points.
And you feel a pull to just fall to your knees and let this thing envelop you. As the rest of you see the glow start to move towards Comrade Shemkov. Comrade Gukov.
I try and shoot it again. Well, is that good enough? Yes, it is.
Okay. Even with
penalty die. So, does it matter?
It does not.
Okay.
I will say that if anyone, for the time being, anyone, as the glow is moving to start to envelop Comrade Shemkov, missing on a shooting at it roll may well hit Comrade Shemkov.
Well, that might be a mercy killing.
Speaking of Comrade Shemkov.
Can I back away from it? I don't want to be. I saw what happened to... Pachinko.
Sure.
Then that's what I will do.
Okay. Comrade Yarov. Your friend and...
The guns aren't doing anything, Commissar. It's...
First of all, I'll roll from sanity. And you just call your friend. And that is fast. So, and next, I will turn my handgun and shoot at the commissar.
Oh, okay.
Now we're talking.
Ooh, that's a pass. Or it's a hard success.
You haven't succeeded. You've just let yourself down.
Yeah. One. Oh no. There's 2 points of damage.
Oh no.
Comrade Lushkovich, you feel an unpleasantness in your shoulder.
I have to shut up.
What's that?
Are you going to take both shots?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Your...
Wait, sorry, sorry. But the shot is at the beginning, and then the second shot's at the end of the round.
Speaking.
So I'm not going to try to dodge the first one because I was actually doing my job.
That's
I should have the opportunity to dodge the second one.
Sure. Comrade Lubomov.
Okay, I'll shout out, basically. Come on, sir. It's doing nothing. We can't hurt it.
And
then as you say that,
Lushkovich.
Shot hits me in the back.
Yes. And Comrade Lushkovich. Comrade Shemkov and Comrade Lubomov are informing you that shooting is not doing anything. And you've been shot.
It's the doctor and the scientist. They're the ones causing this. We must stop them.
How do you know? Everyone was shooting. There are like 18 people shooting at light.
Well, all right. Let me just roll to see if I spot hidden you doing it.
No, you were looking at the front.
There's one of my 15s. Nice.
3 penalty die.
You turn around and you see him pointing the gun at you, so
Yeah.
You've got a smoking gun and you're looking at me intently. I don't think I need a penalty die for that.
Go ahead and take your second shot, Comrade Yarov.
All right, now that you're looking at me.
Yeah, she's not shooting me in the back anymore. Although, yeah, go ahead.
I will burn luck to make that a pass.
You can't burn luck on a combat.
Oh.
Can you?
Yeah, you can. Oh, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to try to dodge, though, by hitting the ground.
Go right ahead.
There's a 15.
Bullet. Six damage.
No, because I have a extreme success dodge.
Nicely done. Of course, you just went face first into the slimy, unpleasant goo, so...
I'm prone for when this thing finally shows up, Dean Chemkov, so it's all good for me.
Yeah.
Everything's coming up, Commissar.
Comrade Chemkov, would you make another power roll, please?
Yes. Excuse me, Cat. Can I get to my dice? No, I don't want to play with you. Oh, God. 92.
Okay. You can roll another... lose another D6 hit points.
Oh, God. Can I have my D6? Thank you. Ow. What does this look like as sort of... I'm now down to half hit points. Am I just peeling away?
Yep. You're just kind of wasting away. Your skin is turning gray and dusty. Do you need to make a con roll?
I didn't lose more than half.
Okay.
Remaining there.
You can roll another D10.
Okay. Oh, another 2.
Yep, you can lose another 2 points of strength, con, pow, dex, and amp.
Okay.
As the pillow continues to move towards you.
Can I act this round?
Yeah, when it's your turn here in a moment. Comrade Gukov. It's all chaos. It's all just chaos.
I'm going to look around. No, I'm not going to run off. I'll try and shoot it one more time.
Okay.
And with the penalty die... Oh, I actually succeed with the penalty die.
Okay.
So, no damage, but at least I don't shoot anyone else.
There you go. Comrade Chemkov. You can feel your skin kind of growing crusty and, you know, thin, and just feels like you're drying out.
Yeah, it's but obviously, as I've turned to warn and shout at the commissar, and I see the treachery of Yarov, and yep. I think my dying act will try to be to save the commissar. So I will shoot at Yarov. and that is a success.
Okay. Comrade Arav, you can try to throw yourself to the ground.
I will do that. Is that dodge still roll? With the penalty die?
Yep.
Okay. And I will burn some luck to make it a success.
Okay.
I actually rolled a hard success on my firearms roll.
Ah. Do you have enough luck to burn to get a hard success?
Let me actually check.
You're at 25 if we take the 14 that you spent so far.
So no, that's no.
Okay. Roll damage, Comrade Chemkov.
1d10. It's a 10.
Down goes another player.
I still got two more points left.
Conroll?
Stacking them up like firewood.
Let me think.
Aren't your maximum hit points 10?
Your max is 10, according to the sheet.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah,
so it's 0.
Yeah.
If only there was a doctor around.
Uh, Or Ness, who could first aid you.
Yeah, wait a second. Now, let's see. Where am I? So you're...
It was your painful death.
So Comrades Yarov falls. Comrades Imyatin is dead. Comrade Lubomov.
Okay. Commissar, we should get out of here. We cannot hurt it.
Yes, help me get Shemkov out of here.
Okay, we'll try to grab Shemkov and...
Yes, to grab him and try to drag Shemkov out of here.
And drag Shemkov out of here.
Yeah, an orderly retreat.
Okay. Well, you have to pick yourself up and can certainly do that. So,
I'll point some soldiers to basically block the way.
Excellent.
To a retreating fire to protect us from the creature.
Okay. You can certainly do that. I presume you're just leaving... Yarov and Zamyatin behind.
Yeah, they're traitors.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you? Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys can make your way, having dispatched efficiently of the science team.
As you run away, you step over the two bodies of the two people you shot for running away.
Oh no, yes, I survived. Why did I survive?
State sanctioned retreat. That's very different.
Right, exactly.
Exactly.
This retreat is good for the good of all Russia. Your retreat was just for yourself.
Sure.
As you do, you can see the glow sink back into the pond. And the four of you, with your remaining soldiers, can make your way back to the tractor station.
Oh, Jesus. This is terrible.
The
morale is super high, I bet. Right, Jim?
I'm sorry?
The morale is super high.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was doing better till, you know, the doctor treacherously shot the commissar in the back.
Shemkov's highest attribute was her app, and it's now gone from 75 down to 71.
Once we get safely away, I will do a first aid on the commissar.
Go right ahead.
So, first aid. I rolled 49. Success.
Can I try to first aid myself?
Of course.
And Shim.
Not that. Okay. Is there anything visible to first aid?
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of help, you know, with some of the cracked and peeling dry skin, I suppose. At least make yourself
feel better. If only there was someone who had been studying this disease for days.
He wasn't a traitor.
If only.
So, Jim, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How does soldiers feeling about, you know, the only two people who actually could do anything about the unknown now?
That's a good question. That's the way
you do it. So rebellion from the dead. But beyond the grave.
That's a good question. And I'm actually going to suggest that we go ahead and call it here early a little bit.
Yes.
Well, we still have players.
To allow some regrouping, and we'll get a couple soldiers stepping forward to become a little more active. So we'll see what their opinions are. we'll find out what Comrade Kravchuk thinks of all this, as he's just been kind of watching, unsure of what to do.
I'm not sure who the real monster is in this scenario.
Not much happened, just three characters did.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I feel this is mostly my fault.
I think we're fine with that.
Well, sort of. Although I will say that the keeper has provided select information that has driven my character into certain directions, whether he meant it or not.
Well, the capers provided.
No, not publicly, Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just feel like that information made me go, oh, well.
Okay.
Makes perfect sense.
Grishenko has lots of information for him to do what he did.
Yeah, we'll never find out what he did.
I feel like I'm going to have a lot of questions to ask after this session is over. For once, it won't be about the plot.
It'll be who did what.
That's right. Why did you do? Yeah.
Cool.
Amazing. Well,
nice.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Randall, and Steve will figure out your replacement soldiers over the coming days. And
hey, Max, are we on?
We'll see
tomorrow?
Where this goes.
No worries. Planning for it. Yes.
Okay.
Unless cool. You're still, was yours the thing you did was a one shot or
one shot easily handled in a 2 hour scenario was easily handled in 3.5 hours.
Awesome. All right, cool. So yeah, we should be on for tomorrow. We'll see what happens at work.
Sure. Of course.
Catch you next week.
All right.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.